relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
As cool as James Bond, as polished as the Pink Panther, as single-minded as my little fiendish sidekick Kato, he's Nancy's nightmare, America's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. G.
Thank you, Inspector Clouseau of the Sûreté. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Yes, your favorite legal immigrant radio show host. How many are there? Mark Stein always says he's an undocumented immigrant, doesn't he? I think he's joking. Maybe there's only two of us. We're back and having so much fun. The last hour, where did 2 hours go? Guys, if you missed our great interviews, Joe DiGenova, John Solomon, Jenna Ellis, the president's personal attorney, Professor Waleed Faris, you know what to do. Download the podcast of the iTunes app, or even better, join my cabinet. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and join our exclusive subscription service. It's called Gorka's Cabinet, $59.95 a year, and you get exclusive content plus this show all 3 hours with no commercial breaks. How nice is that? You don't have to wear out the, you know, forward wind button on your little iPod or whatever it is. Do they even have forward wind buttons? What do they call them? Skip? I'm so 80s, I don't know. We are starting the show with another fabulous guest. He's the author of one of my favorite works. It's called Dupes. And he's exactly who you want to talk to today as the Democrat Party is struggling with the ghost. I don't think it's a ghost. I think it's a rather reanimated zombie of Karl Marx. Paul Kengor of Grove City College. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, Seb, thank you for that very slick music. Henry Mancini, that's pretty cool.
The best Henry Mancini. For the best guest, you got to have the best bumper music. I always feel so bad for our YouTube viewers and listeners that we're not allowed because they're such fascists at YouTube. Yes, I said it, that we can't use bumper music. But hey, what did they do to Rand Paul? They actually deleted the video where he mentioned the whistleblower's name. Why did you do that, Google? Why did you do that, YouTube?
Yeah.
That's rather Stalinist. Well, look, that's a perfect segue. You're an expert on socialism. Let's play a little audio cut that I can ask Professor Kengor to comment on. And it's rather fresh. It's from a man who worked for Tip O'Neill and then for Jimmy Carter. Let's play Chris Matthews.
The issue of this campaign, it is that word socialism. Some people like it. Younger people like it. Those of us like me who grew up in the Cold War and saw some aspects of it after visiting places like Vietnam, like I have, and seeing countries like Cuba being there. I've seen what socialism is like. I don't like it. Okay? It's not only not free, it doesn't frickin' work.
Are you surprised that Jimmy Carter's speechwriter said that about socialism and Bernie Sanders?
Well, you know, I'm not, Seb, because I've known Chris Matthews for a long time. I don't know him personally, but I've followed him for a long time. He's a liberal. He's a Democrat. But, you know, you and I remember this. I mean, there used to be anti-communist Democrats, right?
JFK, for one.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And that's a perfect example because Chris Matthews was you know, an old kind of JFK Irish Catholic Democrat, Cold War Democrat. I mean, I still remember I put in previous books that I did on Ronald Reagan, positive quotes about Ronald Reagan by Chris Matthews. So he's part of that older school that, you know, yeah, he may be a liberal, kind of a 70s, 80s liberal, but he knows the difference between, you know, he knows that socialism is bad. And this is something that modern Democrats, I don't think that they get just how far to the left their party has gone. And the idea that you could have right now at the top of their ticket, not only Bernie Sanders, who has affiliations, I don't think he was a formal member, but definitely did a lot of work with and for the Socialist Workers Party.
And honeymooned in the Soviet Union.
Right. In 1988, he went to Yaroslavl in the Soviet Union. And he even said, in fact, I've quoted this a number of times, his remarks to Thomas Roberts of MSNBC, where he concedes that indeed it was a honeymoon. That's where he went with his wife, Comrade Jane. That's where they went on their honeymoon. And also to have at the top of the ticket, I got to mention this. Pete Buttigieg.
Yes, and his father. Paul, could you talk to us about Pete Buttigieg's father?
Yes. So his father was Joseph Buttigieg. And Joseph was, of all things, and this is scandalous, he was a Notre Dame professor. And he probably should have never been hired at Notre Dame, given his Marxist bona fides. But Joseph Buttigieg was the foremost expert in the English-speaking world on the subject of Italian Marxist Antonio Gramsci.
And not in terms of knowing your enemy. Joseph Buttigieg was an expert on the most influential, unheard-of cultural Marxist, Antonio Gramsci, because he was a Marxist, right, Paul Kengel?
That's right. In fact, Sam Gregg called Gramsci the most dangerous socialist in history.
Yes.
And I'll give you guys a heads up. I write for the American Spectator, and I have a piece called Mayor Pete's Red Diaper Baby, which it's a 4,000-word piece, Seb, and it's going to run, if not this weekend, Monday. But I lay this all out in there.
Let me just note here, and thank you so much. We didn't rehearse this segment, and it is live.
Right.
It's live radio. One of the most viral videos we have ever posted on our show is when I did a little monologue on Do You Know Who Buttigieg's Father Was? And it went ballistic. When I told people across the nation that Pete's dad is this hardcore Marxist, it was just melting the YouTube. So, Paul, when is your article coming out?
So if it's not, they're probably going to post over the weekend. They have it right now. They usually post me on Monday.
Okay.
But I think they might be posting it tomorrow.
So let me ask you the question that's really puzzled me, and I need a kind of external validation or somebody to say you're nuts. My parents escaped communism. My father was liberated by revolutionaries from a communist prison as an anti-communist. For me, the Democrat Party has clearly gone hardcore socialist. If you look at AOC, the Green New Steel, if you look at, you know, dismantle ICE, we have, you know, this incredible nationalization of industry. But then I look at Bernie Sanders in his first class plane seat. I look at Liz Warren using private jets. They are socialists, correct? But it's the kind of socialists who are members of the Politburo and riding around in limousines. Am I missing something, Paul?
No, it's the bad socialism. In fact, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, who are basically probably the three most left-wing members of Congress, and all of them freshman members of Congress as well, they are all actual members of the Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA. And if you go to the website of the DSA, it describes itself as, quote, the largest socialist organization in the United States. And they don't sugarcoat it. They don't say, oh, but we're Democratic Socialists. No, they say we are the largest socialist organization in the United States. And Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, he said Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez represents the future of our party. And that might be even more true, Seth, than people realize, because right now, through groups like the Justice Democrats, which is out there, You know, they are doing what they did with AOC 2 years ago. They are primarying moderate Democrats in Democratic districts.
And often, Media Matters, you're paying attention because I'm going to go and transcribe this bit. Often they're primarying moderates with organizations backed by George Soros. So this is not conspiracy theory. This is happening, and it's because the Democrat Party has changed. In the last 30 seconds we have with you, Paul Kengor, how serious is the socialist threat? You're a historian of these matters. This isn't a joke. This isn't just something for professors to noodle over. This is real politics, isn't it?
Well, you have young people saying they prefer socialism over capitalism in Gallup polls going back 4 or 5 years now.
Right.
And there was a poll that came out in November that said that 25% of millennials say that they favor abolishing private property. So you can statistically prove it.
Yeah, it's very
not just anecdotally.
It's a serious threat.
Especially for the Democrats, your own party.
Yeah, it's we have only two parties in this country. That's how it was set up. That's how it developed. And one of them has become a socialist and at times communist party, and that should disturb everyone. Like Donald Trump Jr. said in Orlando a few months ago when we launched the president's re-election campaign, 2020 is going to be a very simple choice, the choice between socialism and liberty. We've been talking to the great Paul Kengor, author of one of my favorite books. It's called Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century, and he is with Grove City College. God bless you, Paul. Have a great President's Day weekend. Back with Terry Shepherd here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
Listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
Do you believe that? You should. We're back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First of the Salem Radio Network. It's Friday. It's Valentine's Day. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be an American. And it's also Second Amendment Friday with me, Dr. G, and our very special guest. Whether he's, blowing stuff up as a Green Beret, being a guest host on Discovery Channel's Shark Week, or our buddy, the Greg Gutfeld Show on Fox, or with a job that I'm not envious of at all, called the host of Hollywood Weapons, Fact or Fiction, it doesn't matter. He's always the one, the only, Terry Shepherd. Welcome back to America First, Terry.
I wish you wouldn't make me feel so bad for having all these really terrible jobs. It hurts my heart.
I hope it really, really gets to you.
It hurts badly. How are you, sir? Good to talk to you.
It's great to have you back. And also, you got a really good Twitter game. And I love the photograph. It was, a couple of days ago? No, it was yesterday. You posted a photograph of your new, you went to the kill shelter. You rescued a little 10-year-old doggy called Hazel. And you said, I think Hazel's found the couch, right?
Well, always try to, I adopt old or even sick dogs. And I had lost all three of them this past year. And I have an empty nester thing. I get up to the kitchen, no one's following me. So anyway, a shelter that I've volunteered for out here on the Outer Banks, I called them finally and said, hey, you got the old ones? And I went in and they had, there was a 10-year-old hound dog that was just, a lot of times they get discarded out here when they're not useful anymore.
Right.
And the one shelter was quite full and they were happy to euthanize her. So our guys got her. And I picked her up, and now she's kind of running the joint.
Well, of course. Of course she is. I posted another photograph of Killian, my dog, this morning. And why is it when I post really important stuff, like my latest article in American Greatness about Colonel Vindman, I get, lots of likes and retweets and whatever, but nothing like a photograph of my dog. How does that work, Terry?
I think, look, man, you know me. I put a lot of dog stuff on Twitter. I feel like a lot of people got to know me through my dogs. And I just think the politics stuff, you can write great articles, and you do. You're always on point. But I think something about dogs, it kind of pushes all that stuff away for a few seconds, and people go, "Oh yeah, you know." I think that's what's good about it. They do bring out the best in us, usually. Yeah,
that's and every night I come home, it's like who says it? Oh, Jordan Peterson said, "Be more like your dog." Because how does your dog greet you when you come home? It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. That tail is wagging. That's how we should treat those in our family who we love. Terry Shepard.
Yeah.
Just and they're never in a mood. They always want to lick your hand. They're just the best. Why am I talking about my dog? Because he's great.
Because it's a good thing to talk about.
Yes.
Because you know what? Here's the thing, Seb. Nothing's going to change till the election. You, me, all the people that understand what's going on. No one's going to change their vote. If you're going to vote for Donald Trump, all the dumb things we see every other day. Like, do people think that's really going to change our minds? It's not. It just won't.
More photographs of Hazel. More photographs of Killian. That's what I'm voting for. That's what I'm voting for to make America great again. More dog photographs. All right, let's get to work. First things first. It just came up, and I have to ask you. We're going to talk about guns. Talk about Shot Show. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. But first things first.
Yep.
Vindman escorted off the White House compound. How did you react, Terry Shepard, when you saw that happen?
Well, that doesn't bother me at all. I mean, there's a lot of woke vet folks out there and other people that don't quite understand exactly what Vindman did.
I'm going to interrupt you right now. I've seen this not a lot, because I spend most of my time with the guys from Bragg. I briefed another bunch of 18 alphas at the weekend. So it's rare amongst them. But in other services or in Big Green, I've actually met these people. You know, woke veterans. Terry, how do those two words ever come next to each other? How can you be woke and have worn the cloth of the Republic? Explain it to me.
Well, you really can't. I talked to my friend Nick on his podcast about this. Here's the thing: if you might have been a woke person, like a social justice warrior, before you went in the military, you may have even been one while you're in, and now maybe you're one that you're out. But one thing none of them can ever tell me is that you could run a military unit, a combat unit, with those principles. There is no political correctness.
Right.
There is no. So, I mean, like, you can be whatever you want, but since the reality of combat to me is the ultimate reality,
Terry,
and left-wing principles don't work in that, then left-wing principles are not grounded in reality.
Are you saying that there are no safe spaces on a battlefield?
We try to make them, but, you know, Seb, no, nothing is really taken for granted. And I get guys not liking President Trump. That's fine. But again, you know, he's out of all the presidents so far, he's done the most to help fix the VA. He's taken off rules of engagement. A lot of our enemies are crushed. I also know guys. I talk to dudes that are still in our community. We're not monolithic. There's different politics.
Yes.
But in general, the combat guys that are doing what they do are pretty darn okay with President Trump, because he's gotten out of the way, and that's a good thing. They actually are okay with him. So, like, I hear these woke vets trying to rally the military to get mad at Trump. That's just not going to happen. You just got to pick another group, because we're not going to be the grievance group you want.
Did you talk to any of your buddies, any of your colleagues over the fence or anywhere else after the Soleimani operation?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I talked to a whole bunch of guys.
What was the reaction?
That was beautiful. And, you know, somebody like the other day, I forced myself to do it. I just felt like chewing broken glass. I watched some of the debate, and I saw Mayor Pete Buttigieg say, he said this, that killing Soleimani doesn't make us safer. And I thought, dude, you know, if you're going to tout your veteran service, which is fine, go ahead and do that, and you're going to look us in the eye and tell us what you just said. I get the commies and the panderers saying that, but a dude who constantly tells us about his veteran outlook and what he's done, he says that, you're either lying, you're pandering, or you're deceived, and you just decuse yourself from being a president.
Not only that, it's all coming out slowly, but it's coming out. This so-called veteran, Pete Buttigieg, has a very strange military career. There's a photograph that's going around from his service in theater of him in uniform, and he's wearing a very, very strange uniform because it's missing most of the things that you would have on a uniform. Most of the tabs are missing. He doesn't even have a name tab on the front. And he's also from a unit which directly commissions. There's no OCS. He didn't go through the required officer training. It's kind of a political sinecure gig. So the idea that he's going to lecture the rest of us and people who actually were trained to be officers, went through OCS and served for much, much longer. Let's look into exactly who Pete Buttigieg Edge is. We're talking, I love saying that. Pete Buttigieg Edge, like the president. We are talking to Terry Shepard. He is a Green Beret. He is the host of Hollywood Weapons, Fact or Fiction, and he is a friend to all dogs everywhere. Follow him right now, Terry Shepard, S-C-H-A-P-P-E-R-T. We'll be back with Terry in a moment, and then your calls here on America First. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
And if you want to keep your shot group tight at the range, you got to sleep well, don't you? You got to be well rested. How do you do that? You use what the president uses, what I use. Mike Lindell's My Pillow, the best pillow out there. He's giving you, because you're my friend, 40% off and free shipping on all his products and a 2-for-1 deal on his Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets. Just drop my name when you go to mypillow.com and Mike Lindell will give you that offer. The best offer he has given anyone on TV or radio. You can call them 1-800-829-8468, 1-800-829-8468, mypillow.com. Special code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with our special friend Terry Shepard, host of Hollywood Weapons, Fact or Fiction on the Outdoor Channel. And just for those who are curious, what I mentioned at the in the last segment, so I've reposted on my Twitter feed a photograph of Pete Buttigieg Edge in uniform. He looks like he's actually in a carpet shop. It looks like he's in Chicken Street in Kabul, a place I know only too well. And he's very strange because he's in uniform. He's got no weapon, no cover. He's got no hat. He's got no name tag or no branch tag on his uniform, no company patch or even American flag on either sleeve. All he has is the ISAF patch, the command patch. Isn't that a bit weird, Terry?
Yeah, listen, you know, here's the thing with that guy. We know what he is and what he's using the service for. So I don't think you even need, from our point of view, from guys in our camp, you know, Second Amendment guys, constitutional guys, you don't even need to denigrate his service. Whatever. You did what you did.
No, but there's something squirrely there.
It's weird. And here's the problem that Buttigieg runs into is that, like I said before, if you're going to tout your service and then say something like, you know, but as a veteran, I carried a weapon of war. And then you're going to come out in the next sentence and say the U.S. needs to get rid of AR-15.
Right.
Or you're going to say Soleimani didn't make us better after all the dudes you've seen killed and blown up over there. I don't even care what your service is. You've completely, in my mind, negated it in terms of running for president.
But what about all the other stuff? Let's press rewind on the videotape, Terry. There I age myself. What were the Democrats saying about people in uniform? What were they calling? You know, it was General Petraeus not too long ago. So do they really think that we don't have long-term memories?
I think that's one of the mistakes that they've gotten into is that the internet works forever, and there's a lot of people out there that are not getting paid to do it, but can look up everything. You know, and here's the thing: whatever you say about someone's service, it's funny that the left does like to hide behind the "how dare you," you know, go after Vindman, even though he actually broke protocol and he could be actually prosecuted under UCMJ, or "how dare you," you know, go after Buttigieg, when in fact, no one said anything when President Obama just summarily fired Stanley McChrystal,
right,
for saying something that was unflattering. Then, you know, they appoint General Petraeus, and the New York Times has General Petraeus. They tried to tell us that President Bush's fighter pilot service wasn't real. And then, you know, then they also hammered, you know, John McCain and all that kind of stuff.
General Flynn. Don't forget Flynn. General Flynn, right? No, that nobody protected General Flynn in the media.
Exactly. So I think, once again, that it's a football that maybe sometimes both sides use, but it's interesting that the left constantly has no problem hammering people with military service that they don't like. But as soon as something, one a people, someone they like gets looked at, well, they're unassailable. And I think there's just the BS, the curtain's been pulled back now, and I think they just can't get away with that anymore. You're just not going to get away with it.
No. Definitely. He's Terry Shepard. Follow him right now, Terry Shepard, Shappert. And I have only one question left for you in the last 60 seconds of this delightful segment with you, Terry. Is it true that in the next season, season 4 of Hollywood Weapons, you dressed up as Mr. Rourke from Fantasy Island?
Yeah, not only did I dress up Mr. Gorka, wow. I also practiced over and over the accent, the mannerisms. I did the same thing for Indiana Jones. We have an episode on suppressors and silencers where I do a Brando imitation. When you get to see that, I can't wait to hear what you think about it. So I do a lot of work. Like it's fun. It's a labor of love. Not only do I get to dress up like some crazy things that may or may not have anything to do with the test, but I also try to put in a lot of time and get the mannerisms, the voice, so that people can go, ah, clearly I'm not Mr. O'Rourke or Ricardo Montalban, but you'll get the reference.
And, gentlemen, ladies, he gets paid to do it. Thank you, Terry. God bless you. It says on his Twitter feed, U.S. Army Special Forces retired Ranger qualified defender of the faith, canine companion. Of course, get back to Hazel. God bless you, Terry. Speak to you soon and have a great President's Day long weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls in a moment on 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, can I help you? Can Dr. G be of assistance? Please. If you're suffering from daily pain, we can help you. What Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind its incredible product, have done is to help their fellow Americans beat daily pain. This product is natural. It doesn't hide the pain by affecting the pain receptors. It attacks the cause of the pain, the inflammation. And tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. Just see their incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and understand why it's so easy for people like me and our great colleagues here, people of such repute on Salem, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and Larry Elder, to so full-throatedly and wholeheartedly endorse this product. Order your three-week quick starter pack right now and find out if Relief Factor can work for you like it works for me. Go to ReliefFactor.com. It's just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for those 3 weeks, morning and night, you'll know at the end if it works for you like it works for me. What have you got to lose? You deserve it. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Now, what do you do when you discover this after the conviction, Tucker? The proper thing for the judge to do is to bring this juror back in the courtroom in the presence of Roger Stone and his lawyers and in the presence of the four prosecutors who have since resigned because their resignations are not effective until she, the trial judge, accepts them and interrogate this woman in order to determine whether the bias influenced her guilty vote and whether that bias was passed on to other members of the jury.
I didn't think I'd be playing a lot of Judge Napolitano on this show, but he is, as Leroy calls him, now known as the clock. Why? Because even a broken clock can be right once a day, and that is, of course, a discussion of the not only a juror, but the foreman of the jury in the trial of Roger Stone, who turns out to be a rabid anti-Trumper, who called supporters of the president racists, and who ran for office as a Democrat and either didn't divulge any of that during the jury selection or did, and then they still let her become foreman of the jury. That is just plain wrong. The charges should be dismissed. I just fear it'll be a mistrial and I'll have to start it all again, but we'll see what happens. Congratulations for being right, Judge Napolitano. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Ella
Denver, Colorado. Line 3, welcome Ella to America First.
Hi. Thank you for your program. I'm a new listener here in Denver, Colorado.
Welcome.
And I've been enjoying it. And I wanted to call because it's, for me, it's just so mind-boggling that people don't see socialism for what it is. I grew up in a socialist country, and it was horrible.
Can I ask where?
Albania.
Okay, so for those, let's say that you're talking now to somebody who thinks Bernie Sanders is cool and socialism is really, really neat. What would you say to somebody who thinks socialism is neat, Ella?
Well, I would just simply tell them a little story from my own personal experience. So my grandfather had two houses, and when the socialists came in power, they said, well, these poor people don't have any houses, so you have to give it to them. And that goes that house. And then the house that he was living in, they said, you have too big of a backyard. We need to build an apartment building here. So that's what they did. And pretty soon they said, your house isn't on the way. So they just completely destroyed that. And that was that.
What happened to your grandfather, Ella?
Well, he had an apartment. They gave him an apartment.
So first they force him. They take away one of the two homes that he owned, that he didn't steal from anybody, took it away from him. Then they said his yard was too big, built another house on his yard. And then they said his house was too big and forced him into an apartment. So that's the reality of socialism. Right, Ella?
Yes, it is. And it comes at the beginning. It looks very appealing. But when they gain power, that's when it starts, and that's what frustrates me.
Do you share this experience with people around you? Do you try and explain to them what socialism is?
Yes, I have, and people think that it's because of all the Trump thing, and it's like this doesn't have anything to do with Trump or anything. This has to do with this ideology that is gaining stronghold here. I mean, I'm sorry, but it is.
Are you disturbed? Does it worry you, Ella, that you're a free person living in a free country and you're seeing Americans, fellow Americans, think that socialism is good?
It really hurts my heart big time, because I know how it is. We did not have enough to eat. For a family of five growing up toward the end of the socialism, when they ran out of other people's money, they did not have any money anymore. So for the family of five, we had rationed food. And I'm just going to give you like a simple thing. So we had 10 eggs per family of five per month, not per week, not per day.
10 eggs per month.
Per month. 1 kilogram meat per month. 1 stick of butter per month.
So how did you survive? I know Albania was awful under Hoxha. How did you survive?
We just made do with, it was awful. It was just really awful. You just made do. I remember my mom first cooking the whatever meat we got, then cooking the bones. Then, it was like, the juice of the bones. Just trying to make it last as long as possible.
Can I ask you to keep spreading that story? Because I found that this is the most effective way to wake people up. You can talk about facts and figures. You can talk about history. You can talk about free markets versus command economies. But when you actually have a human being talk about their personal experience, what they lived through, what their family lived through, for some reason, because human beings function on the level of narrative, of story, it helps connect on a personal, emotional level. So you need to keep telling your story, Ella, because it's very, very powerful.
I do try my best. The other thing I wanted to say is I have really enjoyed your faith. In Jesus, that to me is
thank you
very powerful.
Thank you. I try not to wear it on my sleeve, but sometimes it just kind of pops out and I can't stop it. Will you stay on the line? I want to give you the book that has most about my family and what they went through is my first book, Defeating Jihad. I'd love to send you a signed copy. Will you stay on the line, Ella?
I sure will, and thank you. I am so thankful for that.
God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend, and happy Valentine's Day, Ella. Wow. One stick of butter, 10 eggs, 1 kilo, 2 pounds, 2.2 pounds of meat for a family of 5 for a month. That's your future, my friends, with Bernie, with AOC. That's what we would have. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. In the meantime, let's stay healthy and make sure that we can defeat them in the election. How do we do that? You got to exercise. You got to eat right. If you don't like eating kale, if you hate it like I do, cheat a little. Take Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is that extra little fillip. It is health in your hand. What Dr. Douglas Hout has created is truly remarkable. It's just 6 little capsules. I take it before the show every day. 3 red ones for fruit, 3 green ones for vegetables. And when I take that, I am taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily, but you can if you order Balance of Nature right now. You'll get 35% off your first preferred order and free shipping if you use my name when you go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. balanceofnature.com. Everyone can be a little bit healthier, and we need to be. Ask yourself, are you healthy enough? I know what the answer is. Join me. balanceofnature.com. balanceofnature.com. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network. Back to your calls and a little bit of a wrap here on America First.
The quest for the MAGA truth is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
Oh, we understand, Professor Jones. Thank you for that great call, Ella. Very touching. Let's stay on the theme of faith. Maybe squeeze in one more call. I want to share this story with you. It's from CBN.com. There was a massive rally in Brasilia National Stadium for those who believe in our Lord and Savior. More than 140,000 people attended this event. It was reported on by churchleaders.com. And what happened at that event? The president of Brazil, who's rather Trumpian, President Jair Bolsonaro, said very plainly that he believes in Jesus as his Savior, and that Brazil belongs to God. My friends, don't hide it. Live it. Let's go to our last caller of the week, Brent in Los Angeles, our good friend, Line 4. Welcome, Brent.
Good Gorka. On this St. Valentine's Day, I send heterosexually confident and committed hugs and kisses to you and the staff.
But are you wearing pink? Because a man who is only sure in his heterosexual identity wears pink.
Not today, but a prior caller concerned me. I had 2 points to make.
Yeah.
First was, using God's name in vain is what Islamo-Marxist Democrats do every time they profess prayer, promote pedophilia, infanticide, and Palestinian terror.
And
praying
for the Nancy Pelosi, praying for the president, talking about the spark of divinity in the soul of the MS-13 gangbangers. Nicely put, Brent. That's what taking the Lord's name in vain means. Second point before we close.
Yes, since President Trump's State of the Union address, the failed impeachment, the Academy Awards, and the Democratic primaries, I've been defining and identifying the difference between narcissism and humility. And my assessment of President Trump is that he is a profoundly humble man, in the manner of the most humble man in history, Moses. And so one can have a giant, charismatic, powerful presence and be totally humble like Moses or King David, Jesus, Churchill, Washington, Lincoln, or be an extreme narcissist like Pharaoh, Korach, Muhammad, Marx, Stalin, Mao, and today's Democrats.
Beautifully put, my friend. We expect nothing less from Brent. I only feel bad that I have nothing to offer you, but you are a friend of the show. God bless you and have a fabulous Presidents' Day weekend. And all of you out there, have a fabulous Valentine's Day. God bless you all.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.